Welcome to Utah PTA Pulsecast. I am not your host, Mike Williams, with my co-host here to my right, your left. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Angeli Adel.
And I'm Cami Whitchurch.
And I am the Communications Director at the Utah PTA.
I'm the Family Life Commissioner.
And I'm the Community Engagement Commissioner.
Sweet. Today we're going to talk about ourselves. We're kind of like that, I guess. Let's talk about ourselves.
Well, I just figured if they're going to hear a lot from us this year, they should kind of know who we are.
Yeah.
I mean, I always like knowing kind of who I'm listening to a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, we're going to rock, scissors, paper for who goes first. Whoever wins gets to choose who goes first.
It's a three-way tie.
Are we doing a shoe? Is it like rock, paper, scissors, shoe?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't do that growing up, but all my kids do now.
I see.
I was like, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. What? It's rock, paper, scissors, right? Okay. It's on
shoot.
But shoot.
Okay.
Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, I win.
Does that mean you go first? Or does
no, it means I get to choose, right?
Oh, okay.
I thought we said it means you go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah, so I guess I'll tell like the fun, just how I got into PTA. It's been 4 years now. So I was wanting to be involved, right? I think a lot of us, that's probably how we all started. So our PTA, I emailed our PTA, our local little PTA, I said, hey, I want to be part of whatever. And then like 2 months later, they're like, sorry, we don't check this email very often.
Check your email.
And they're like, oh, we're having a meeting in the park in 2 weeks. So I showed up and they passed around a list. What do you want to do? And on there was like, take care of the Facebook page. I was like, sign me up. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is awesome. So yeah, did the Facebook page. And
were there any other men there?
Nope, I was the only one. Yep, Instagram page. Yep. And actually, it's a pretty, for in our area, there's a lot of schools around us that struggle, but ours has done pretty well at getting membership and actual people to be there.
That's awesome.
So we had...
What do you think the difference is on that?
It is this little, I guess, little neighborhood. It's a more wealthy neighborhood, and I think that's the reason. A lot of the moms from that area don't have to work.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the main thing. And then, the next year I became president.
That's pretty much how it goes.
And it was eye-opening and fun, and I didn't understand stuff. Like, people made the principal sound like she was against us, even though she's part of the executive committee. So we were like, okay, we're budgeting for shirts, but we can't let her know. And I was like, okay. Like, I was just... totally like, oh, I guess that's how we do this, because I've been the president for 3 weeks. I guess we keep that secret. So yeah, no, that it was just, yeah. Anyway, it went well. They'd never had a nominating committee. I was able to bring the nominating committee back.
Awesome.
Last year when I, after I'd been president, president-elect, she stepped up. She's like, oh, we didn't a nominating committee. So, and she's like, I don't know why we found it so hard without you. I'm like, I don't know. I've never done it before, but I just did it. So we did that.
And did you read your handbook?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I read our bylaws. And I was like, why do we have to have 10 or 12 people here to be a quorum when you can? There's a minimum of 10? Let's vote on 10. So we changed our bylaws to 10. Yeah. To go from that, I went to council president. We didn't have one, and I've realized council president is awesome, and PTA presidents, local PTA presidents really rely on you, and getting information, and training, and boy, so council president's fun. Then, yeah, I just wanted to do a podcast, and I contacted Stacy, and she was like, oh, there's an opening for the communications director. And
Sure.
I was like, okay, if that's what it takes for me to do a podcast at the Utah PTA level. Okay. And it is, it's tough. Utah, the state level is tough.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, the communications director, I feel like, does a lot.
Well.
You have a big job.
If anyone's listening, I want the restructure to go through because the restructure takes the communications director off of executive committee. Yes! I don't want to be on the executive committee. It sucks. Doesn't suck. Sorry. Doesn't suck. It's just there's a lot of stuff that I don't want to know about and a lot of things that you have to vote on and a lot of...
There's a lot of responsibility.
Thank you. There's a lot of responsibility. And if I can be taken off that executive board, it might be a little easier.
Well, and it's kind of like you saw all the like responsibilities on paper, you know, and it sounds fine, but then like when you're getting into it, it's like, oh
crap.
That was a lot.
Yes.
For sure.
That was Cammy and I all last year.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt like the fire hose just kept getting bigger.
Seriously.
I think I finally got it down, and then we'd do legislative session, and I'm like, nope, I don't want it down.
And then it was like never ending. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you join all these committees. I'm on the bylaws committee. Oh my goodness.
I love the bylaws committee.
We did have fun.
That's a place to be.
We had fun on our committee meeting. I was like, wait, what does this word mean? And this makes this sounds like this. And did we think about, and all these things come up. So bylaws is, it's pretty fun actually.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like you learn so much about the structure of PTA through the bylaws.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of our strategic goals, strategic plan thing is, any of you listening, we want more people local to be on these committees.
Yes.
So I just don't think a lot of us know about them. Mm-hmm. I only knew about I was actually on the communications committee 2 years ago because I was like, oh, I do the Facebook page for our thing. And Stacy was at a SEC training and she's like, oh, we have a committee. Do you want to join it? So I joined it and I was on the committee. But, you know, you just don't know those things until someone tells you. So if you're listening, you can join some of our state committees.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
That's what I would love, to have more locals on my
same
commission. For sure, for sure.
That's me.
Okay.
Do I need to do personal stuff too?
Well, if you want.
Videography, podcasting, YouTube.
And you have 5 kids.
And cute family.
We met most of them today. They're so cute.
They're adorable.
Yeah, 5 kids, 8, 7... 5, 3, and 10 months. It's girl, boy. Girl, boy. Boy, girl, boy. Oh my goodness.
Some order.
Yep. I have one girl my oldest, she goes to a special school, ACC school, she has a learning disability. And then, so she's in third grade, then our second grader and our kindergartner in another school. Yeah.
It's hard to manage multiple schools a little bit.
Pick up and drop off for my wife
mm-hmm.
is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
When they start like 20 minutes apart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot was full.
Who can you drop off early?
Yeah, so exactly. Send them in, please. Yeah, they both have breakfast, so they can go in early.
Oh, that's helpful.
That's nice. Okay, that's me.
All right. Do you want to go next, Kim?
Are you guys going to rock, scissors, paper for it?
All right, here
we
go.
The winner goes.
Okay.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh,
yes.
I thought for sure Cammy and I would do the same thing again.
I know.
We're like, so
like
on the same wavelength a lot of the time. Okay, well, I'm Anjali. I'm the Family Life Commissioner, and I'm trying to think. Let's see, we've been here for 7 years, so I've been doing PTA for 7 years. We lived in California before that, and my daughter's school did a PTO, and I wasn't super involved because I had very little kids, very fast. So it was hard to do anything. I have 5 kids. So I have 3 girls at the top and then 2 boys. And my oldest is almost 15 and she's a freshman. And that's kind kind of fun, like, but they're still at the middle school, so it's, like, hard because it's, like, serious, but...
Yeah.
But, like, they're still...
They don't realize that they're in high school kind of thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, you gotta turn that in, you gotta do that, you gotta study, you know, you gotta do those things because you're now in high school, and it actually counts, so... And then my next daughter, she is almost 13, she's in 7th grade, so it's her first year of middle school, so I have two at the middle school this year. And then I have a 6th grader, she's 11, and then a 3rd grade boy, he's 8, and then a kindergartner boy, he's almost 6. So all my kids are in school all day for the first time.
Is it awesome?
Yes and no. I get, like, sad, and my kindergartner, like, he's been my buddy, you know, and it's kind of sad. And I thought I'd have more time, but...
No.
But you don't.
But I don't.
You never have, like, time. I know. I think you're going to get so much done.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're home.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. It's time again. So kind of like similar to Mike, I just wanted to be involved. And so when we first moved to Utah, I saw that these moms were going to the PTA meeting, and I was like, I know I moved around a lot growing up, so I've learned that if you want friends, you have to put yourself out there. And so I was like, well, I'll just go. And it was kind of hard at the beginning. It was kind of cliquish, and they didn't really, like, introduce new people, and they never really explained, like, what any of the programs were. And they were very different from what our school in California was doing, so I was just like, okay. And then I got pregnant with my last, and so I didn't attend a lot of meetings after he was born, just because it was crazy at my house. And then we went to a new school, and I just emailed, like, the new PTA president, or the principal, I don't know, and I was like, I want to get involved. And so I started with communications, then went to president-elect, then president, and then council president, and the state level. So, I don't know, a lot of...
Yeah.
A lot. Uh-huh. Like,
yeah. For sure.
They just, like, get you going, and I feel like you make these connections with people, and then they are like, you should do this next, and you're like,
yep.
No, yes, I should.
I always joke that PTA is kind of like Hotel California. You can come, but you can never leave.
Uh-huh, seriously. But I like that we're getting, like, we're trying really hard to involve, like, younger moms.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people feel like PTAs are cliquish, and it's just, like, the same 10 people running things over and over and over again. And I think we're trying really hard to not do that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I think that's a good...
We're trying to get different viewpoints and new people, and we're always reaching out and trying to get more people to join PTA and volunteer. And I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
With the Family Life Commissioner, I have a little committee, and... Right now we're working on a family mealtime initiative, and I would love some local PTA people. I have a lot of members in my committee that work with, like, Utah State Board of Education, or they're, like, a community partner, and I love them so much. Their experience is invaluable, but I wish I just had some, like, other moms and dads just to be like, well, this is how it is at my house.
Yeah.
This is how it is at my house, and you didn't consider this, or mm-hmm. just some different viewpoints, like, kind of outside of education.
Yeah.
But I do love who I have, for sure. Like, they're awesome. Don't leave.
Okay, that should be one of our podcasts. Talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd
cool.
be awesome.
I
want to
talk about it right now, but I'm not. Cammy would like that.
Yeah. Do it right now. Let's go. Are you done?
Yeah,
you
I think
more?
So.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. So, I'm Cammy Whitchurch, and I got in. So, I started out, I joined PTA when my oldest started kindergarten, but I didn't, I mean, I never was invited to meetings. So, I joined the PTA, and I volunteered in the classroom, but I didn't go to the PTA meetings. And then when she was in fifth grade, we moved, and I did help out with the jump rope club.
What?
At school. Yeah, the PTA sponsored a jump rope club.
That
was
is
so
awesome.
Fun. And so I did help with that. It was really fun. And then we moved, and cutest neighbor in the world. I love her to death. She's from Brazil, and she just is so cute. She comes to my house, and she didn't ask me to come help with PTA. She told me I was going with her.
Oh, nice.
And so she came and she said, "You're coming and doing the birthday table with me." And so I'm like, and she's one of those people you don't say no to. So I'm like, okay, I'm going. So I went and helped with the birthday table. And then she's like, the meeting is next week or whatever. And I started going to meetings. And so that was about halfway through the year. Well, no, it wasn't about halfway through the year. It was about early fall. And then helped out in PTA. And we came around to, you know, nominating committees and all of that. And they're like, we need someone for president. Cammie, I think you'd be great. So, of course, because I'm one of those that, it's not that I can't say no. It's just...
It's like all or nothing, right?
It's like, I don't want to see this fail.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that's really what it is. I want to see this succeed. And I went home and talked to my husband, and he's like, he's always been this way. He's like, if that's what you feel like you need to do, I'll support you. So at least, you know, I'm fortunate to have that support. And then I did president, and I think I served in every position at that elementary school. And then, you know, got caught up in council as secretary, and then as president, and then... And then as region director, and here I am as community engagement commissioner. So that's how I got here. And it's fun because I feel like I love where I'm at. You know, I always love where I'm at. Like, as far as like my favorite PTA position is the one that I'm in at the moment usually. And so, yeah. And then family wise, I have 3 kids. I have a sophomore and a senior. So kind of exciting. And then my oldest is in college. She's in her 2nd semester up at the U.
Dang.
So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and just, yeah, it's weird because they're not home a lot right now.
Right?
Yeah, they're gone a lot. They, you know, they're at school or at work or my 2 daughters dance and my son does kung fu. And so.
Well, tell them what kind of dance. I love what you.
So my daughters are Irish.
Your hobby, too.
My daughters are Irish dancers.
Cool.
And it's kind of a unique thing. And so, yeah, I'm an Irish dance mom. And it's a small world. Anyone who Irish dances probably knows us. Because it's a small world. But it's been a neat experience. We go all over. I mean, that's our travel is pretty much around Irish dance. So.
Yeah.
I've been over to Scotland and Ireland twice now because of Irish dance. So
that's so cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
And probably something you wouldn't have done otherwise.
Mm-mm. No. Nope. So, yeah. Hopefully we get to go. Worlds this year is in Dublin, so fingers crossed that they'll qualify for Worlds and we can go again. So
what were your guys' hobbies growing up? And do you still, like, do them?
Hobbies. Oh, video gaming. Of course, right?
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
what video games did you like to play?
You know, as a kid, like 5-year-old, we got a Nintendo and I played Mario and all that stuff. When I got older, I built my own computers. So I guess hobbies of building computers.
That's cool.
It's funny, my brother and I have been digitizing all my parents' tapes from the 1979 to present. We've been making sure everything's on YouTube, and I was watching a tape from 1998, and I was like 17, 18, something like that. And you can hear me in the background. It's during my sister's birthday. And I'm like, Dad, for my birthday, I'm going to go get a CD-ROM drive. Holy cow, dude. That's how dedicated I was to computers. I wanted to buy everything computer and make computers. And
that's cool.
And yeah, I still make computers to this day. All my computers I make myself. And
What does your wife think of that? Does she like it, or is it?
Oh, she doesn't mind. I don't think so. Yeah. Well, I'm. Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, we better find
it
out.
Let's call her.
I bet it, because my husband's really good at computers, and so anytime there's something wrong, my kids actually joke about it, because something will go wrong, and they'll go ask Dad, and as soon as he walks down, it's like it fixes itself.
That's right.
He doesn't. He like touches it or looks at it, and it's like, okay, it's fixed.
That happens at work. They're like, Mike, it's not working. I go over. I'm like, well, it looks like it's. Well, it wasn't. I don't know what was happening because I don't know what. They can never reproduce the problem. I don't know what's happening.
The little electronic whispers.
Yes.
Right? Walk in the room, and the electronics are like, oh
crap, he's here.
I think it's Andy. She probably likes it.
But I do a little gaming still. Diablo. Yeah, that's what I'm StarCraft. And now I'm watching my son play the Switch, and I realize how much I suck. So it was my birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. And then 2 days ago on Monday, on Labor Day, we celebrated it. And my little boy, I was like, oh, we got this racing game. And I'm like, I can't. How do I start the game? Dad, it says LR. Oh. I'm like, holy cow. Kid is 6 or 7, and he's just like, oh, just do this. I'm like, I don't know how to play games anymore.
Yeah.
That's so different.
Yep. So I play when I can.
Well, and on the Switch, like, the controls are, like, the same as, like, when I had a Nintendo, but yeah. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
They're little. They're
so tall. I know. Those little dots. I'm like, I need a bigger button to push.
Yeah. Button fattener.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A button fattener.
Mm-hmm. Work on that. Yeah. Well, and I remember as a kid when we played Nintendo, we used to make fun of the people that would, like,
oh, yeah,
move with the paddle, you know? But now, they get, like, you have to.
Yeah, you have to do it.
You have to move, and I'm like, that's just weird, because that was not.
You're like, those kids were the weird kids.
They were the bad ones. You always knew the people that were not good, because they were.
That's not helping you turn.
It helped in my mind.
Yeah, that's true.
What about you, Cammie?
So it's kind of funny. So my hobbies growing up, I love gymnastics, and I did gymnastics for a really long time and did cheer and stuff in high school. And then I loved making movies.
Yes.
Like, my parents had one of those, like, over-the-shoulder, yep, video cameras. You remember those that took the VHS tapes?
Mm-hmm.
And they were so good. They would let us use them. And we made movies. I wish we could find some of them. They were hilarious. If I ever find some clips, maybe.
We'll show. Put them on.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Yeah. And it was just fun. And they let us, because I'm sure back then it wasn't cheap equipment, but they just let us make our little videos. And we turned them into movies. And so I love doing stuff like that. And that kind of led to why I went into electronic communication or electronic marketing and communication, because cool. I just, yeah. So, yeah, those are my hobbies.
Where are you going to find those tapes?
I know.
Someone may have found them and burned them, because,
like, no one needs to see these.
They don't have to come out, but there were some good ones. We had, like, this muscle man costume, and I remember making an episode called The Hunk.
My dad always took family videos, but, like, at the worst time, so my mom hated them. It was, like, right when you woke up, or, like, you were feeling awful, like, and my mom would be like, why are you videoing this? Like, this is not great. Like, stop. Yeah, and I'm, like, thinking back to, like, some of the videos that my dad made, and
maybe we'll need to get some of those.
No. No.
Some wake up video.
I do think they have a video of me when I was, like, sleepwalking and sleep talking, though.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's good times.
Okay. All right, Angelina.
You dance now. Did you dance as a kid?
I did dance as a kid. So, I started dance when I was little, kind of took it off and on, and then got more serious when I was a teenager. And in Texas, that's where I grew up. Anything surrounding football is really big, so we practiced a lot. If you live in Utah and you think your football is really big, it's not.
It's not.
It's not. Okay? They build, and for high schools, they build, like, $60 million stadiums. So
yes.
It's, like, very different. But everything is big, so you practice for hours and hours and hours and hours. And so I spent most of my time doing dance, and I loved it. Like, it was so great. I loved those girls. I loved my leaders. Yeah, I don't know. It was really great. And I still dance now. I danced a little bit at BYU and then took a break to have my kids and got them involved in dance. And then I taught dance for a little bit. And then now I dance on a company, too. So
that's so cool.
It's very different now, though. Like, they'll show us, like, a trick or something, and I have to, like... really process it, and I'm like, do I want to do that? Like, if I land wrong, will I be broken tomorrow? Like, where when I was a teenager, I was like, sure, you want me to do, like, 10 flips in a row? Okay, like. But even, like, one of our dancers, like, had a somersault in it, and I was like, okay.
Oh, dear.
That's really going to hurt my back, but I can do it. Like, things change as you get older.
Yes. Well, and in your head, I don't know if you feel this way, but I feel like, all the things that I did in gymnastics, I'm like, mentally, in my head, I know how to do them. But my body is very different. And oh, I tried to do a cartwheel once. Not in the pool. We're not talking about the pool cartwheel. But I tried to do a cartwheel once, and I thought I broke my arms.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just so you know, you can't do a cartwheel in the pool.
No, it's really, especially a saltwater pool. It's too buoyant, and you can't get your hands to the ground.
I don't know. I tried it with my daughters and at a different pool, and they couldn't do it either.
Okay, like, that makes me feel better.
Your body just can't, like, move the right way.
Yes.
Because you're in water.
Yeah. That makes me feel better. It's really not just me then. Okay.
I mean, it might have, like, been just us, but, like, my kids tried it too. So I also love to sing, and I love everything about music, and my dad was a salesman growing up, and so he often took things in trade. And one time he took in trade some, like, elementary school music books. And I learned those books backward and forward. I knew all the songs. I knew all the technique, all the skills. And I would, like, get a new CD and I would memorize all the songs. I could sing it with the background track. And I made up dances. And sometimes we put on performances for my neighbors. And when I was in fifth grade, I loved fifth grade. I moved a lot growing up, so my, like, memories are, like, segmented into grades and, like, where I lived. But in fifth grade, my friends and I was the only girl, and I had all these boys, and we learned all these Britney Spears and NSYNC and Backstreet Boys songs and put on a little concert for our cul-de-sac. And I knew I was destined to be a star then.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The pre-TikTok.
Yeah. Like, and I think I'm still like that. Like, I don't have time to memorize every song now when I hear, like, a new CD has come out or something, but I still, like, analyze all the music, and I'm, like, thinking about, okay, this is what they did with their voice here, and this is what they did, and if I sing it, would I want to do vibrato here? Would I want to sing it staccato, or...
Oh, that's cool.
Dang. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so, do a lot of music on the side, I guess.
Don't tell our reflection specialist.
She's going to start singing our intro number.
We're going to do, yeah. She's going to choreograph a dance.
Oh, an intro dance?
An intro dance, okay. Yeah. All right, I'll start.
A seated dance.
I'll start thinking about it. It's just the thing we play first thing.
Like, oh,
oh, man.
Sweet.
Good times. I love it. Yeah. I hope we can do this with some more of our people on the board so you can get to know them a little bit. And I think sometimes when you hear, like, state PTA, you're like, who, what's that?
Those big, bad, ugly wolves.
And they're all awesome, and everybody's just a regular person.
Yeah, I think it's, sometimes I'll go to PTAs and I'm like, no, I'm not. You know, I want them to know I'm not going to go back and, like, tattle on you or, like, I'm just here to be of help if I can be and just, like, yeah, I'm not here to tattle on you.
And we don't know everything. Like, we're always learning. Yeah. And oftentimes when there's problems that arise that get to the state PTA, they're consulting bylaws. And they're really trying to be, like, knowledgeable before they're just like, well, I think it's this. Like, they really try to work out all the things before they give answers. So.
Yep.
We're just human. Come say hi. Like, that's the thing that I would love people to feel comfortable enough. You know, if they see us at a training or, you know, anywhere, to just come and say hi to us.
Yeah.
We're not that scary.
Mm-mm. We're not scary at all. Mm-mm. All right.
Okay.
Cool.
On to the next one.
On to the next podcast.